Saddam Hussein's government left behind the hallmarks of a repressive totalitarian regime. Mass graves, grim prisons, torture sites. The signs are familiar to the people of Eastern Europe, signs many people hope won't be forgotten. In downtown Budapest, an elegant 19th-century mansion features an awning testifying to the past, bearing the word terror in huge block letters. During the 1940s and 50s, No. 60 Andrássy Boulevard housed Hungary's secret police. In the basement, interrogators, first fascist, then communist, tortured their victims. Last year, the Hungarian government opened a dramatic museum in the building. It's drawn huge crowds, but also sparked debate from politicians who've yet to put the past behind them. NPR's Emily Harris reports from the Hungarian capital.
The House of Terror still assaults people, but now with music, lighting, and powerful memories instead of beatings and torture. One Hungarian says the museum captures your soul. Haunting music echoes throughout the museum. Visitors see a figure in uniform, including thick leather gloves, standing at the head of a glossy black table. They listen to archival recordings on heavy black phones scattered throughout the museum. One exhibit blends an ornate office of the powerful secret police with a stark cell of the powerless victims. Another is a water torture chamber. In a room with a rug that's a map of the Soviet Union, 10 video screens flash with black and white footage taken looking out of a train. It's all snow and trees. The videos switch to wrinkled men and women remembering their time in Soviet camps. Hundreds of thousands of Hungarians, prisoners of war or post-war conscripted labor, disappeared into the Soviet gulag system. Some were interned inside Hungary, still others were tortured right here. A glass elevator takes visitors on a slow ride down to reconstructed cells in the basement. Among those imprisoned here was Archabbot Wendell Andretti, who was arrested in 1950. His recollections are translated for foreign visitors.
I would have never believed that a 56-year-old man could be beaten, kicked, tortured by various methods, or doped up with injections in such a way that he was deprived of his willpower. They used high-voltage electricity and shocks. I had to stand on the tips of my toes with a board full of nails underneath my feet and with hot plates to my left and right, so I had to stand up straight. I collapsed. I saw that they did not want to make a martyr out of me, but rather a miserable man.
In 1944, the Hungarian Nazis, the Arrow Cross Party, came to power and used Andrássy Boulevard No. 60 as an interrogation center. In 1945, after the Soviets occupied Budapest, it became the home of the communist secret police. They used it until after Hungary's 1956 anti-Soviet uprising. The museum's director, Maria Schmidt, is a historian.
We intended this museum as a gesture, a way of saying that this period in time is no longer immediate. It doesn't belong to our present anymore.
Hardly. This museum has fanned a very present political fight. It was conceived, funded, and built rather quickly when the center-right party Fidesz was in power. Last summer, the right lost a tight national election to the socialists, who now lead a coalition government. Lawmaker Ivan Peta's party is part of that coalition. As chair of the parliament's cultural committee, he wants to slash funding to the House of Terror. He says it gets too much money compared to other museums. And that's not all.
The complexity of history is not reflected in the Terror House Museum, and that's partly because it doesn't want to reflect the complexity of history.
Peta and others sympathetic to the left say their political opponents, the people who funded the museum, are using the House of Terror to remind voters that the present-day Socialist Party is the legal successor to the old communists. Peta notes the House of Terror focuses mainly on the abuses of the communist period.
Their political strategy is a polarization of society, putting the post-communist on one side and the victims or civil society on the other. The terror house was actually intended by them as sort of a symbol of this polarized society.
To some, Peta's protests against the museum are compromised by his family history. His father's name appears on the museum's wall of victimizers. He claims wrongly, although museum staff say they have no doubt of his father's role as an officer of the communist secret police. Director Maria Schmidt, a former advisor to the center-right Fidesz party, acknowledges her museum may touch nerves.
The past is a sensitive issue because it gives you legitimacy or it takes your legitimacy away. Until now, Hungary seemed to have one version of history, which was written by those people who after 1945 became historians, who wrote the school books, who taught at universities and produced television programs. There was one version of history which they represented and nothing else.
Schmidt says the post-communist left in Hungary has never really taken responsibility for the past. But some museum critics say the museum gives short shrift to crimes committed by the fascists, German and Hungarian. Among those critics is Jewish author and magazine editor Gábor Szántó.
You cannot get any information from this museum about the way how the Arrow Cross got the power in Hungary, what was the way to the Holocaust in Hungary, how the Hungarian regime managed in the time of the Second World War, how did the Germans, the Nazis, come to Hungary and press the Hungarian government to deportate the Jews.
Some of those questions may be more thoroughly explored when a separate Holocaust museum opens here next year. Meanwhile, visitors keep coming to the House of Terror. A 16-year-old girl says she never learned about this in school. A young urbane lawyer says the exhibits are wildly unbalanced, especially since the communist regime softened in later years. And elderly visitor Piroshka Kapel is reminded of how she saw her whole family deported to Auschwitz, then hoped for a better future under communism, which she says did not come.
I was in Hungary when, and I know how it was. I have very bad memories. And when I see, I think, you know, I lived through all of this. And my memories were not beautiful. And I just think that was the truth, what I see here.
Kapel does say some exhibits could be more detailed. And she's not surprised that the museum has stirred controversy among politicians.
In the government, always they fight the politician. You know, if somebody says this, you know, the other one also says the opposite things. And that's the way how it is.
It's said that those who are victorious get to write the history books. Piroshka Kapel adds that those who fund museums get to choose what to exhibit. Emily Harris, NPR News, Budapest.